T-W-Mobile.
J.H. Monty here. Good morning. This is Ken, isn't it?
This Marshall?
Yeah, I'm sitting here riding a desk as usual.
Just pulled out of the subdivision, heads up towards Spartanburg.
Hey, Spartanburg then?
We're right there, not far off of 290 on the north side of Wade Hampton.
Yeah, I'm about 6 or 7 miles up into North Carolina here in stream eastern part of Polk County.
Man, you got a good signal this morning.
Good morning, KO4H Gex.
Headed out to meet the sun.
W4MKH.
Good morning, Ken. Hope, bud, y'all are having a good start to your day.
Not as cool as it is up there where you're at.
This wave up here this morning. Whole 29 degrees.
Boy, I got 38 degrees, and that's the low so far for today.
Enjoy it. Come next week, it's going to be different.
It's definitely going to be cold. Now we just got to wait and see what the precipitation is going to be.
We have no precipitation. None. You can have it all.
Negative Nancy's there, and that, see, they canceled our snow for this coming Wednesday.
Put it back in there.
You're going to go south.
Me too, because my daughter and son are coming up today, and we're planning on going back on Tuesday or Wednesday, so they may get out of here okay, but may run into a bunch of mess on the way back through South Carolina going down 95.
Like it was going to be the beaches area and stuff like that with some frozen precipitation of some kind.
I didn't panic if it snows at the beach.
That is.
L4H Gex.
Morning, DK. 4TFW.
Ben and Patrick and Marshall, I think.
This morning.
They actually do that.
Lottery tickets. Your lucky day.
You on your new radio this morning?
Actually, yes, but the new radio is an HF radio, so that's not what I'm talking on or anything.
Dad, yeah, I knew you were talking about getting a new one. You was hoping to get to use it before the kids got there.
Guessing with it. So far, it looks good. Little disappointed in the output. May have the wrong mic for it here. May need to get a different type of mic or something, but that's about it.
Now, it's on for breakfast.
Playing.
Hey, where's Dave? I hadn't heard Dave in a few days.
On the radio in the last couple of days.
Drinking some coffee somewhere.
I did get a text from Ed last night. He's back home. He said he might be on here this morning.
I'm glad to hear he's back home. I was worried about him.
He's back home.
Homer for HF. Dude, I haven't heard him on the radio in a while.
I'll have to reach out to him and see how he's doing, him and Sally and Ashley.
85 is almost empty today. Today it was slammed.
In the news, South Carolina was number one for people moving here. Boy, I hate that. We're in the top five. And that probably everybody coming from blue states, they just can't stand it anymore.
Getting their voting ways with them.
They come down here because they like it here, and the first thing they want to do is change it back to the way they left.
Right. We find that down at, we go to Pawley's Island a lot, and man, they're just moving in down there, and they're griping about everything. Yeah.
W4MKH.
N4AZE, dude.
Everybody happy Friday? Everybody's doing all right?
A little cold up here, but we're good.
Over here.
54 today at 2 o'clock, and the winds are going to be down. About the last day a brother can go outside and hang out a little.
Double with you there. I seen you better enjoy it.
That is the last time a brother can go outside and hang out a little while.
Now you can go outside, it's just going to be cold.
Near zero wind chills coming up this weekend and next week.
Be in North Carolina coming back on Monday, and I think Sunday night it's supposed to be in the teens. I'm hoping that I don't have a frozen pipe when I get back.
Saturday, right?
I bet that's going to be a chilly rain, too. Good morning, KO4MUF.
Good morning, Jody. KO4HKX.
Happy Friday, Jody. KN4KFW.
KO4MKH.
Good morning, Jody. N4AZE, dude.
Group, and yeah, I still think that's going to be a chilly rain.
Couple in there with somebody, so give them more room to get in here.
Good morning. It's my timing.
And yes, that's going to be a real chilly rain up here because they're calling for freezing rain.
Down there in South Florida, when it would rain like that, we'd go out there and wash our cars in it. That way we had good clean water washing your vehicle off.
We're South Florida.
That's Palm Beach, a little place called Martin County.
I was from the Jacksonville area, or between Jacksonville and St. Augustine.
Just a little bit north of me. It's north of me.
Hey, my daughter graduated with her doctorate in physical therapy from Nova Southeast, so we had to go to the Clearwater area and then come all the way across the state for the rest of the graduation stuff at, I guess it was St. Pete. Over there, or no, Fort Lauderdale on the East Coast, right? And that's too much traffic for me, man.
Like too many rude people, just too much BS, so that's why we got help.
Lauderdale, we stayed at a resort right there on the beach, and I knew if I was trying to go somewhere, the GPS would say, you know, and 1/2 mile, you need to make a right turn, but I just come in on the left side of like 6 lanes of traffic, and there's 2 more lanes joining from the right side on the interstate. How do I get across 6 or 7 lanes in a mile's time when it's solid traffic?
New man, turn your blinker on and go for it.
Get people off.
Used to that.
Traffic in Polk County a lot better.
Miles from my house, and it took me 45 minutes on a good day to get there.
For 13 years of my career, I worked just down the hall from the bedroom. The only problem I had to do is if I made a right turn into the bathroom instead of the left into the office, I kind of got lost. But that was my worst commute.
Don't sound like that was a bad commute.
Share of them earlier in my career.
It's going to be a crappy day for you if you took that right into the bathroom. Stopped here now, and I'm looking at the weather for this weekend. It says 80% chance of freezing rain Saturday and 40% chance of frozen mix Sunday.
You're going to have to go up there and visit him.
Stuff. I want the white stuff.
We ain't going to be in town, so it won't matter, I guess.
Now, a week from Sunday, the week out, they're calling for snow again.
Up in the middle of the day so my kids can see it fall while they're here, get out and experience a little bit, let the dog out into it, and then be gone by sundown.
It's a new generator. You have to just flip the breaker or something for it to come on.
Is it a household generator that kind of just sits there? Or is it a normal, just kind of one you crank up yourself?
here and it does its own thing, but it's supposed to exercise itself, but I hadn't noticed it yet. It's, I think it's been about 2 weeks now.
Exercise themselves for like 5 minutes once a week. Mine goes off at 2:30 on Tuesdays.
That thing's supposed to do that. I guess I could find out when if I hook it up to Wi-Fi, but I hadn't done that yet.
And also let you set the time.
Need to do that, I guess.
It's over it to run itself every so often.
But they said it will exercise itself.
Generator stints, I get some exercise.
It's an exercise. Fire it up again, let it run a little bit.
Do the same, but it might be, mine gets exercise, you know, maybe every couple months. And we ran it whenever the fire went out after the hurricane, but I didn't run it again until, last weekend. I mean, I just turned it on just to run it for a little bit. It did, it gave me some exercise.
Run it for a little bit. Do you need to put a little load on it?
I just let it run. You know, sometimes I'll leave it on for an hour, but most times it's about 15, 30 minutes.
Exercise themselves. They don't load, do they? They just run the motor, is that right, on the automatics?
And it just runs that and does all the testing it does, but it doesn't put you over to it as far as your power.
Sorry about that, Marshal. I was just saying, mine does not load it when it comes on and exercises, but it hadn't done that in a while since that feature is not working properly right at the moment.
Something Tuesday?
KO4 CF.
I think they canceled it. KN4 TFW.
Didn't it? And all the messy stuff.
This morning.
When it gets like 0 degrees, we head to the beach where it's warmer. We can't do that. Guys are going to be 51 and sunny today in the mountains.
About what I got. It's supposed to be sunny, so enjoy it while you can.
Showing a $2 billion expansion, so that's probably going to bring them running here. $2 billion expansion in production they're adding on, and I figure that's going to bring people from all over to want to work there.
Finished up. We started running cars down the line yesterday, and probably by Saturday we'll have the line filled back up, and then I can't say too much, but the next model, you know, they'll be launching it before long. We'll start seeing some of those.
They're gonna be able to run their make their own electric cars and all that. Now they're gonna be able to do both.
That was one of the points. The haul that I'm in is newer, and it can handle the extra weight of the vehicles, especially when they go through they're called sea carriers, and you know, they hang the cars from the roof, and so it can handle the extra weight where the older haul can't. So we'll be building all the battery electric vehicles.
Ready for you.
Man, I saw a pretty good size BMW SUV, and that thing was some kind of funky green color.
That's crazy colors, but yeah, they have a job scared.
No colored car yet.
I've seen rainbow, but I've seen some ugly greens and some weird looking purples and stuff.
Out there. Rainbow edition before it's over with.
It wasn't cost prohibitive. I think it was it's before COVID, they were talking about allowing customers to come in and basically bring, you know, you could bring any color into the dealership you wanted, and they would do something, and your car would have that color whenever it comes out of the factory. And I think, you know, once COVID kind of hit, it was too cost prohibitive to continue to offer something like that, so they slimmed down the color schemes. Usually the weird colors are on the motorsports or the motorsport look-alike. into the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe out there this morning, and then hopefully enjoy your weekend. I will holler at y'all Monday, hopefully. KO4, see ya, and I'll be clear on your file.
7-3, Andrew. KO4 HK. Have a great day.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one. And, yeah, we're off on Monday for the holiday, so I'll catch you on Tuesday. KN4 TFW.
Andrew, W4MKH.
4AZE. They gave us MLK Day, and then they took Easter.
Inauguration Day.
Do we go with there? You got it.
Yeah, I'm going with the Inauguration Day.
Yeah, we'll celebrate MLK in April.
I'm with MLK. I have a problem with idiots that come after him, though.
Nope. And Ed. David and Ed.
Well, you never know. I can't tell you. Then you might disappear, too.
Friend.
No, I thought, got a message from Ed last night that he may be on this morning, but didn't know for sure. Just depending on how he felt. And I haven't heard from David since earlier this week when you did.
Heard from him. And Ed, too.
Hook up there.
Heard from him either since then.
Make it to work. It's a very long commute, so he's only in here for a short period. And if we get into conversation, he won't jump in there. He'll just clear out.
Good job, or you can talk longer.
For flags that have staff.
It's funny you asked that. I was thinking the same thing. The Stars and Bars still halfway up.
Look over at the fuel station and see the flags that have staff. I didn't realize anything had happened since Jimmy Carter's death.
The dying blue that's going to happen on Monday.
Carter.
On my half staff all week for him, to honor him. I don't know. I hadn't heard.
I'm not going to be at the inauguration.
Well, that too, so. Really not overly concerned about the big party and flash and pompous that goes along with all this stuff anymore.
Well, if that's fake news or not, but I heard that or saw it somewhere that Big Mike wasn't going to attend.
Attend the Carter funeral either.
I have to be there with Trump. Mike Trump.
His, her, whatever, 8 years, so it's somebody else's turn. So, did another, like, 2,500 or something pardons yesterday.
Congress?
I don't know where he did that. It's either 1,500 or 2,500, and don't know who yet, or I don't know who yet.
Yeah, Congress.
Family.
I don't know what kind of kickbacks he'll get from that.
I can't get here fast enough.
100%.
I'm all clear out. My son is pulling in, so I'm going to go in and have breakfast with him. Good to talk to all of you. Marshall, I hope you enjoy your weekend with your family and get to spend some time with them. And, dude, go play with that generator and see how it works. And, Ken, have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clearing for now. 7-3.
7-3, Patrick. And I'm going to clear out to you guys because I'm turning down the road to the gate. So everybody have a good one, and I'll catch you guys probably back on the radio on Tuesday. KN4 TFW.
Patrick, you better watch what you call us, man. I don't want to have to live up to that moniker, gentlemen.
All right, 73's Ken. Have you a safe one. And Patrick, you have a good breakfast with your son, and we'll catch you to next week with a new president in 4AZE. Gentlemen.
But do we have to live up to that or not?
It'll never happen. tenders today.
I don't leave any holes for this mess we got coming.
We finished with the windows today, and I get to try them out during the cold weather.
W4MKH for ID.
Loving them, you know. I think they're cool, but she really loves them. She just she's been wanting to do this for a couple of years now. Get all new windows put in.
That house in Florida, but this house was built in 2010, so we don't have that much on these. They're all double pane, you know, as usual, but they seem to be doing a good job right now.
Oh, they're almost 35 years old, and, you know, they were still working, but, you know, you could tell there was some, they were getting a little leaky with wind. In heating or not, you know.
26, so we're coming up on 28 years old, I guess, on that.
Yeah, in the next few years.
Fill it.
Put the new windows in it.
But I still want to maintain a Florida residence, so I don't know what I'm going to do. A house that's paid for, or, you know, buy something else.
Unless you can just buy it outright.
There's worth a little over $500,000, so I don't know, find a neighborhood I like and buy something cheaper, just like a place for residency and a place to go home to. We're living in the house down there now, so I got somebody to watch it and take care of it, especially my oldest son. He's pretty good about maintenance and the grass and taking care of the pool and all that stuff.
Do you know it?
Yeah. You know, his rent to me is basically enough to cover my expenses, like the HOA fees, the CDD fees, and little stuff like that, insurance, taxes. And so other than that, he handles everything else, the electricity and water, the yard maintenance, the pool maintenance, and that stuff. So pretty good deal for him. Claimed I gave him the house. So now I had to explain to him, y'all couldn't have it because y'all would let the thing go to pot.
Made the right decision.
If the one of the girls and her boyfriend, they won't be married until September of this year, they're buying a house, so a couple extra rooms in that house, I got a place to go to for a while, even if I do sell the house.
He knew what you said, you can get something smaller, just enough to where if you want to go down there, you'll have a place to stay.
The government and all that stuff goes to Jacksonville, my bank down there. So I do want to keep a residency down there.
It's another place. It's in the same state, so. But it's just to go to for vacations and stuff. Or if it gets too cold here, it's usually warmer there. So if we get down near zero or something, we'll head down that way because it's usually in the 30s or 40s. You know, that's going to be nasty there.
I don't know what I'll end up doing. Depends on the wife's health here. It's the same best in the world. And then I don't know. Florida's going to be better for her. And that or what? But, we'll take each day at a time for now.
We'll talk HF.
When we're not facing these winter storms, though.
Haven't had any in two or three years, anything really. You know, we've had a little bit of cold, but we haven't had any ice or so. We're really overdue for a big storm.
Exciting and piece of information. You just made my day. We're due for a big one.
Why I decided to go with this generator, you know, I was telling Vicki that, I said, you know, after the Helene, it wasn't cold or anything. We didn't have to run the heat or air because the temperature was just right. But I got to thinking, I said, you know, we hadn't had a storm in a long time, a big ice storm where the power goes out for a while. Maybe it's time to do the generator.
Bothers me is, freezing pipes. You know, like a lot of other people here, I'm sitting on a crawl space down there, and That's where all the pipes are. Of course, the pump's out in the yard out there where the well is. So that's the biggest fear I've got. I don't mind staying home for a few days. Don't generally have to go out. And then don't go out until things start heating up and melting up in the day. And then, so that's the biggest issue I've got.
Those things. Now, ours is a crawl space. It's, well, it's actually a little taller than a crawl space. You can kind of, you can't stand up, but you can, you know, kind of walk with your head down a little bit. But it we've never had them freeze, and we've had some zero temperatures before. And I was looking for it to freeze, but it never did.
The biggest thing is, you know, I didn't build the house. The house was built in 2010, and I bought it 2 years ago. Biggest thing is I don't know how deep the pipes are buried between the pump and here, and I don't make sure the pump doesn't freeze up. I don't have any way of putting a light or anything underneath there because there's no outlet out there. So I just try to keep sprinkler or faucets running at night and keeping water flowing.
I've heard that before. Does that actually work to leave the faucets drizzling in a little?
It got to me. I haven't had a problem with freezing, but I don't know if it's done any good or if it would have been just the same results if I hadn't done it.
Before to leave them dripping or whatever, that would keep it from freezing, I don't know. But I know we had, it's been a few years ago, we got down, I mean, it was cold. I think we hit zero, and, I mean, even our deck out back, the wooden deck, you could hear it popping.
It's still covered in ice.
Come on, ours. And some of it's in the shade, you know, one corner of it, and there's ice there.
Yeah, I got a line of cedar trees between me and the road out there in the front, and the shady side of that's full of ice. And then behind the house and over here by the shed and everything where there's shade is still full of ice.
So now, you said you got a line of them. I love the smell of cedar trees. Can you actually smell them when you get near them?
But I guess it depends on a lot of stuff. I don't know. I don't go out trying to sniff the trees in my front yard, so I don't really know.
Before, you know, being near them if you happen to smell them, you know, in the summertime or anything.
50 foot away from the front porch. When I'm on the front porch, I really don't smell them.
Friend's house in Traveler's Rest years ago, and they had a lot of cedar trees, and we were out. Anyway, we were near them, and man, I said, man, I could smell those things.
It's just outside the window here of the shack, and I don't know. I have to start looking into that and see how much I do smell them and pay attention to it. But these things are like 20 foot around at the base and 30 foot high all down through. And I guess there's probably on the property 1, 2, 3. There's probably 10 to 12 of these things out there.
Did your neighbors catch you trying to smell the cedar trees?
I know they don't smell like the Christmas tree you cut down and bring into the house kind of thing.
I'll do.
So we didn't put up a tree or anything. We were going to Florida for 2 weeks for the Christmas to New Year's anyway. My son had one this year, and that was nice. Live tree, that is.
You know, we go to the recycling, that I still call it the dump, but they don't like you to call it that. But, you know, you got all the Christmas trees everybody puts up and decorates them, and then you go to the dump and they're all stacked up in a pile.
Down there when I was in school, and every year after Christmas it'd be cold down there, and you'd see the kids going to the bus stop. I had to walk, like two streets over from me for the bus stop. You see kids dragging Christmas trees down to the bus stop, setting them on fire to stay warm.
You know, you treat your trees so good and all that, and then when Christmas is over, you just toss them aside.
We used artificial ones for years.
This year, Vicki bought an artificial one. She was tired of dealing with the trees. It's got lights and all on it.
Actually, the time you pay for a really nice one, taking a couple of Christmas trees, live ones, after a few years would be more expensive.
This artificial tree, this thing was like $600.
He's down there in Florida, most of the real trees are going at the cheapest place you can get them, like at a Home Depot or something like that, both things are going to be $30 or better.
It was all in one area, all lighted up trees and all they're selling.
4MKH. Anybody else out there wants to join in this conversation?
Ed, where are you? And David, where are you?
Get Ed in there for 4 or 5 days, I don't think.
He had some kind of medical something, but he's back home now, so maybe just not ready to get on the radio yet. Get in there and holler for his son.
Figure out why this radio, the other one in the UHF, has kind of got a solid tone behind it. I don't know if you can hear it here or not. Receive here. Actually, I think it may be the box or the boxes doing that.
Almost like a feedback.
Well, I got to figure out. I'll contact the guy I got it from today and see. But this is like the Hermes HL2 plus a power supply and a computer all built into a box. It's a custom built unit here. And the guy's got a good reputation for these, but I'm not sure why I'm getting this out of the box. We'll figure it out, though.
I can hear it when you're in there. It's just in and out, kind of. They're just too close to each other.
Now it just stops. I don't know. I'm using the sound off the radio. I can turn it over to use the sound through the computer itself. That's where the software is over here on the other machine. Maybe I got something mixed up there.
Anyway, just shake it.
Maybe I should give that a try, because if something goes wrong with it, I can still send it back to the guy and cancel the trade. Haven't sent him my half yet. Need to finish my evaluation so I can do that. I don't want to hold him up. He can get that.
Did it just start doing that, or has it done it the whole time?
Pretty much yesterday, but I don't know. It's still new enough to me, I may just not have noticed it.
I heard it do it in the past few transmissions.
Now, you know, the box he built it in, it's got built-in speakers there, amplified speakers coming off. I think they come off the radio itself inside, not the the Windows computer in there. So I'm going to have to take it apart. I'm kind of theory of opening the case up, seeing what's really all in there and how it's done, since it's not my radio yet until we consummate this deal.
Peak.
Selling radios or buying radios through QRZ or eHamry, those things. So I like to do it in person if possible. But I've got a couple of guys, one in Texas and then Joe up here in New Jersey, I think it is, that are pretty good to deal with. So you know, I like it where I don't have to send my stuff out, or they'll send it to me before I pay to check out. You know, so there's a lot of fraud out there in the used ham radio business.
Send it to you to check out before you buy it. I would say they feel pretty confident that it's good.
Yep.
The used stuff, from especially ham radio stuff. Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought anything used from Amri. I just didn't trust it.
Play like that. The risk is all, you know, they're assuming the risk, which I know I'm honest. I know I'm going to do what I said. I know I'll send it to him and all that stuff. But, you know, it's nice to know that somebody will take the risk instead of me having to.
I've known some car dealers they'll let you take the car. And they said, take it and drive it for the weekend and see if you like it. So, you know, it's a good one.
Likes to watch People's Court and Judge Judy and those things. And amazing how many cases they have on there with somebody bought a used car and didn't take it to a mechanic, or one guy I remember was even a mechanic himself, a master mechanic. He didn't check the car out. He bought it, then he had problems, and now he's suing over it.
Anybody else out there want to jump in? I think I'm going to get up, get moving around some. I got some things I do need to do here in the shop. I got to get ready. I got to go out in the streets today. Got to go by the bank and a few other places. Need to go by the dump and take some trash today. Be a good day for it. There's going to be no wind.
Take care of yourself out there. I'm going to get up and go in the other room and see about getting a little something for breakfast, and I'll be back in the shack listening on this repeater and playing around with on HF. Some of the guys on there, 40 meters are starting to open up a little bit and starting to get some people on it.
Go up in a little bit and check out the guys on 40. There's a group that I talk with some on 40, and not every day, but just once in a while. I'll catch you later on today. I'll leave the radio on down here. Hopefully I'll hear it. You get in there, anybody else. If I don't talk to you, you have a good time with your family, and we'll catch you next week when everything clears out. But maybe today. All right, see you later, Marshall. N4AZE.
All right, dude, you be safe out there. Hope the generator part all works out and the windows, and you don't freeze up this weekend. W4MKH on the side.